This summer, during the message period of the worship services, we've been telling some stories that originated with Fred Craddock, the great preacher and teacher of preaching. And today we're going to continue that, but we're going to share some things that come from a sermon that he preached a couple of years ago that speaks directly to this theme of we are the church. It seems that several years ago, the Pew Foundation decided to do a study about church behavior. And in this survey, they asked the question, did you go to church during the past month? And what was interesting was that the answers that they got back did not match the statistics that the churches were reporting. It seems that more people said they had gone to church than actually had gone to church. Now, Fred, in this sermon, was reflecting on that, and on one level, he was doing it in a light way. He said, I think the people who responded to this survey must have been thinking, well, I actually wasn't in church, but I should have been there, so put me down as a yes. He said, or they were thinking, well, I intended to go. I thought about going, but I just never quite got there. But I had good intentions, so put me down as a yes. But then he went on to focus more seriously on the issue. And what he said was that the Pew Foundation had gotten it wrong because they had asked the wrong question and therefore had gotten the wrong answer. He said the question they asked, have you been to church in the last month, turns church into a spectator sport. You go, you attend, and you leave it behind. Where he said, if they were interested in attendance numbers, they should have asked, did you go to worship in the past month? But if they were interested in church, they should have asked people, are you acting like the church? And he said, being the church is not a spectator sport. It's one that requires involvement. It's one that requires commitment. It's one that requires that we give of our best to be all that we can be for Jesus Christ. I was thinking about that, and it seems to me that there's three parts about being the church that are important, that require you to be actively engaged for it to make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. The first is that I'm convinced that you need to have your own experience, mountaintop experience, if you will, with Jesus Christ. You need your own close encounter with God. You need to personally wrestle with what it means for you to commit your life to being a disciple of Jesus Christ. This is not something I thought that I would ever do, but I'm about to quote Bill Hybels to you. Bill is the pastor of a somewhat fundamentalist church, a conservative, non-denominational church in the Chicago area. I usually don't quote people like Bill, but he's gotten it right here. He wrote a book called Making Life Work, Putting God's Wisdom into Action. And he talks about this having your own experience with God and working at it. He said, "Soon after I became a Christian, I did what most new believers do. I quietly considered just how serious I was about my newfound faith. I knew I wanted to respond, but to what extent? I knew I should read my Bible a bit. I knew I should pray now and then. I knew I should get somewhat involved in the church. But how far did I need to take all this? Now, I knew a few people who were becoming totally devoted Christians. Almost overnight, it seemed that their faith was altering everything, their morals, their relationships, their money management, and in some cases, even their careers. This seemed a little extreme to me. I was quite sure I didn't want to go that far. But how far did I want to go? About that time, a mature Christian sensed my struggle and said, Bill, I have a challenge for you. Why not put your whole life in God's hands? Why not trust Him fully? Why not stake your whole life on Him? Why not let Him lead and guide you in every area of your life for as long as God proves trustworthy? If at any point God shows Himself to be untrustworthy, then you can bail out, get out, turn your back, and move on. But until that time, let God lead your life. Are you struggling and wrestling with your faith like that? I hope so, because it leads to high experiences and a new commitment to Christ. And the second thing I thought about all of this is that experience with Jesus Christ inevitably leads you to having compassion for other people. You begin to look at other people differently. Do you remember what Mother Teresa said when she was asked about how she can keep up doing the work she did for all those years? And she said, because every time I look at one of the people I serve, I look in their eyes and I see Christ's eyes in them. Jim Moore is the pastor at St. Luke, was the pastor at St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Houston. And at one time he said that he had a favorite poem that spoke directly to this. It's about the Lord's Prayer that we pray every Sunday here in church. And this poem says, "A thing you cannot do, you cannot pray the Lord's Prayer and even once say I. You cannot pray the Lord's Prayer and even once say my. You cannot pray the Lord's Prayer and not include another. For when you seek your daily bread, you must include your brother. For others are included in each and every plea. From the beginning of it to the end, it doesn't once say me." Your Christian experience leads to having compassion. And then the third part of that is, and you know where I'm going with this, I think, is that compassion that we gain in our hearts leads to service. That's what Isaiah was talking about today. There was some pretty high language there and imagery, great imagery in what Jack read for us. But the punchline was, I'll go, send me. Or as it says in the New Revised Standard Version, here am I, send me. That's a calling of each of us to faithful service, both in general in terms of how we live exemplary lives, but also in particular where there are special spaces where we, using our skills and abilities, can make special impact. In the church letter that we sent out this week, the meditation in there included that old hymn, mostly sung by children, but is right on target for us today. The first verse goes, "I am the church, You are the church. We are the church together, all who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we are the church together. The church is not a spectator sport, reflected Fred Craddock. And he's right. It's one that invites you to full participation in spiritual maturity, growing in compassion, and then putting your compassion into action in ministry and mission in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we've been trying to do at this church for years before Evelyn Buck joined. And we're continuing to do it. And we're called anew each Sunday to commit ourselves to that. In a couple of weeks, we're going to invite you not just to feel good thoughts about those kind of things. We're going to ask you actually to write down on some charts where you want to be active in the life of this church. And then we're going to build our church's ministry based on your interests and your commitments. And the word of the Lord came to me. And I said, here am I. Send me. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for drawing us together to be your church. We are your church. And we're looking to be an even better church for you in the days and months ahead. Be close to us, Lord, and guide us in our efforts. Amen. Let's receive the morning offering.